is the Jose Show. Jose Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Jose Roldan Jr., and this episode is going to be of a political nature, and my views does not necessarily represent their views. I believe everybody should have the choice and freedom to listen to either candidate, whether they're Democrat or Republican or independent. Thank you for listening to this episode. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr., and tonight's episode is going to be really exciting. We're having the Republican candidate for Florida's 24th Congressional District, which is in the Miami area. I'd like to introduce to everybody Laverne Spicer.
Thank you for having me on, Jose.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that I was able to reach out to you, and, you know, it's cool to actually talk to people that are running for public office because, you know, I don't know anything about politics. I just know that I go out and vote, and I look at it this way. If you vote, you have a voice and you have an opinion. And, you know, I hate when people hate's a strong word. I dislike when people try to voice their opinion and then you ask them, did you vote? Well, no. Well, then you know what? You don't have a say. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or independent. Keep your mouth shut. But anyway, right. I sent you some questions earlier, and what made you decide to get into the political spectrum?
Well, the reason why I decided to run, 20 plus years ago, I started a program. My program is a food bank. And we provide food for low to moderate income families that are facing food insecurity. We also, if they're homeless, we help them find a place to stay. We walk them through the 1-800 process. And we're really involved with our community. So anytime you're doing stuff like that, it's naturally to be involved with politics because, you know, kind of go hand in hand together. You have to know who your political leaders are that are in your community, in your neighborhood, whether it's the city, the county, you have the state. You have to know who these people are because you need their help and they're going to need your help usually when it's time to vote. So one thing that caught my attention was that when a president say, hey, why don't y'all take back your community because they're not helping you anyway? And I know is that caught my attention because I knew that was the truth. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to run because I'm already involved in my community. I'm already helping people. And, you know, I just decided it would be natural to just want to go to the next level of being able to really make a difference in people's lives.
That's good. That's good. I completely understand that. Now, the food bank that you opened is called Curly's House Styles of Hope.
It's called Curly's House of Style.
Curly's House Styles of Hope. Now, how many people have you fed over the years?
Oh, my God. Millions. Millions. I mean, easily over 5,000 a month. And then we used to do a lot of big events before the pandemic hit, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And some of those events will have thousands and thousands of people there. So easily millions.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people and that's a lot of food.
Yes.
And I praise you for doing something like that, because I tell you, you don't realize how many homeless, how many poverty stricken people there are in just our country alone. And, you know, I've always wondered, and like I said, I may necessarily agree or disagree with you, but, you know, we're always helping other countries feed the hungry. But what about our own backyard, you know? And doing something like this, I congratulate you on doing that. To me, that's your godsend is the way I look at it. Now, let me just give some, I looked up the population in your area, 50.6% black, 34.3% Hispanic, 12.4% white, and then 1.4% Asian, 0.8, two or more races, and 0.4 other. Now, I got this from Wikipedia, so, you know, I'm hoping that's right. I don't know. You know, sometimes Wikipedia isn't always the right way to look at stuff. but it's really hard sometimes to get population statistics like that. So is your area really that poverty stricken, or is it gotten better under Federica Wilson?
Well, first of all, back to the other question. Okay. All glory goes to God for what he has done so far as helping, you know, the food bank and stuff. But when I first started this program, 100% of my area, 100% was Black. It was totally African American in the 80s. Okay. Wow. And now I don't think it's 15%. I would say it is maybe about 55% Hispanic.
Okay.
Because a lot of the housing, especially the public housing that is here, a lot of it is on the chopping block. So they are redoing and redeveloping those areas, and the people that were in that area, they're sending them south to homestead. Wow. So they're so therefore the dynamics of the community are changing, but I would say probably about 55% Hispanic and maybe 30% Black.
Okay. Now I want to ask you this question, and don't take it the wrong way. This is not a disrespectful question. When you said African American, I've listened to the Hodge twins, and they brought up that issue, and they said people say we're African American, but we weren't born in Africa. We're an American. So what do you think about that comment? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I would agree. We are Americans.
Okay.
We are Americans.
I mean, like, I look at myself too. I guess you can consider myself Spanish American because my dad's from Puerto Rico, but I just go by American. I only put Spanish when it's come times to mark on the papers where you put your race and ethnic background and stuff like that. That's what they told me in high school, so I just kind of stuck with it. But okay, I just wanted to clarify that, you know, because I've heard so many people say, and you know, I don't like to be disrespectful, you know, and that's why I just wanted to ask. And that's the whole reason why, you know, I had you on the show, just to maybe to enlighten people, because some people just don't know. So
that's true.
Thank you for answering that.
Well, you know, I would say different strokes for different folks. You know, whatever floats your boat, whatever you are comfortable with. Some people say, hey, don't call me an African American because I've never been to Africa. You know, so people don't like being classified by different things. So at the end of the day, we are Americans.
I know my mom, when she used to work in the school district years ago, and she's passed on now to be with Jesus, but she had a friend, and she called her a Black lady, and she goes, I'm not Black, I'm brown. And my mom's like, okay, whatever you want to be, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. So, okay, so now one of the questions I want to ask you is, you've seen the hatred that has gone on not only in Florida, but across the nation with Black Lives Matter. Do you think they're a hate group, or are they really trying to help the Black community, or are they trying to push the Black community further, or what are your comments on that?
Well, if you go to Black Lives Matter website, the executive director of the ex-executive director, she labels the organization as a Marxist group. So therefore, if they are a Marxist group, the mission of that organization is not to advance Black people or Black America. That's not what their agenda is. Their agenda is to establish a Marxist agenda. And when what we have seen from them so far was that basically, you know, they was destroying private property, government property, mm-hmm. burning buildings, setting cars and government police cars on fire. So I don't know what exactly that has to do with advancing Black people, because their whole agenda has been totally destructive. And nothing at all to empower or advance Blacks. So
I can understand that. It's just there's so much hate going on. And, you know, I feel the hate actually, believe it or not, from both sides. It seems like when you talk to somebody, are you a Republican? Yeah, well, I don't like you because you're Republican. I'm Democrat, or vice versa. I have never seen this level of hate. I don't know why we can't be bipartisan and look at the issues on both sides of the party and decide what's best for the country. Because right now, man, I tell you, and this is just my opinion, and you know, you may not agree with it. I see the country going in a total opposite direction than what it should be going in. I see freedom being stripped away from everybody. I see racists from all sides, black, white, Asian. It's just getting to the point. I don't even like listening to the news because I don't want to see the hate. You know, we need to be if you have Christ in your heart, you need to be the light in the world. And, you know, we need to start trying to show the light and, you know, show people that there is something else out there besides hate. So, you know, it's just crazy.
Yes, and I agree, because what we are seeing on TV, it is everything is dealing with division, yes. You know, and everything is this versus that, you know, the Republicans versus Democrats, black versus white, Asians versus black, you know, and it's just all over. I think that somewhere we have to find a common ground where it is okay to hold a conversation and agree to disagree, you know, but do it in a respectful way. We are not always going to agree about everything, but regardless of what we feel about a situation, we should be able to hold a intelligent and a conversation where it is, where we can find common grounds without just being totally disrespectful.
I agree. You know, it's, I don't know when that's going to take place or if it will ever take place, because it seems like there's just so much stuff out there that, you know, I always tell people, you know, you can listen to both sides. Well, I guess you could say three sides, but do your own research. Look on the internet, try to find credible sources, and just do your own research and see what's out there. If you still agree with the one side or the other, then that's fine. But at least you did your due diligence to get out there and research. Now, living in the state of Florida, we have Governor DeSantis. What do you think about all the stuff that he's been trying to do for the state of Florida as far as the vaccine mandates and all that? Do you agree or disagree with that?
I am so proud of Governor DeSantis because he has kept the state of Florida open for number one. When other people wanted to shut everything down, he fought against it. And I'm so glad, because as a business owner, if your business was not declared to be essential business, then basically it was forced to close down.
Yes.
So, you know, that just had a dominating, devastating effect on people's lives, because if you rely upon your business to pay your bills like most people do, even though your business was closed, your rent was still due, you still had to take care of your kids and your family. So, you know, how long can a person go on with their business being closed? I mean, some of the businesses were shut down for at least 3 months.
Yes.
So when they came back and they said, hey, we want to shut everything down again, he said, absolutely not. And I think that so far as the kids are concerned and wearing the mask, I think that should be the parents' right. That should be the parents' choice.
Yes.
Not the school board's choice, not the government's choice. It should be the parents' choice, because once you start allowing them to control us and to dictate to us what we should do and how we should be living our lives, then where do we come in that point where our rights will begin to get taken away? from us.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turf Sup Radio.
Are you a military family with a spouse on deployment away from home? Did you know that nonprofit Project Evergreen has thousands of volunteers across the country ready to help military families with lawn, landscape, and snow removal services? We call it Green Care and Snow Care for troops. If you are a military family and would like to receive this free service, or if you'd like to volunteer to help, visit ProjectEvergreen.org. Project Evergreen, creating a greener, healthier, cooler earth, one yard at a time.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turf Sup Radio. And this is the third time the train has gone by on a podcast. I live right next to a train, train rail or train track. But welcome back. We're talking to Laverne Spicer, Republican candidate for Florida's 24th Congressional District. Okay, so, you know, I totally agree about the mask mandate. I know I wear masks from time to time. It just depends on where I'm going. If I know that I'm going to go in a more of a crowded area, then I tend to put one on. But if I'm in just, you know, like where I work at, I work mostly outside, so I don't wear one. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta be smart. You know, now when you go to your doctor's offices, they require it. So, you know, if I need to get seen by the doctor, I'm definitely going to wear it or they won't see me. And they do the temperature checks. And eventually we're going to all have brain cancer from the little red dots hitting our head constantly. But so now that you're running for your district again, if you get in this time, what are you going to do to change your district?
Well, some of the things that I would like to do to change my district is definitely to help strengthen small businesses. Because when you help build your small businesses and you help them to survive, then they can hire people from the community. Once they hire from the community, the dollar can stay in the community where it could turn over several times. And that way you're going to help build and strengthen your community.
That's good. And Definitely we need that with all the stuff that's going on now. You know, pretty much every job is having job fairs to hire people. And, you know, you can't get enough people to work because, of course, I've always told people, if you don't need the government assistance, go to work, because eventually when the government continues to give you money, you're going to have to eventually pay the piper. And, you know, and like I said, again, this is my opinion. I look at the government as a big mafia and you don't want to mess with them. And so we got just so many people that are making so much money off of our tax dollars that we're paying in. You know, is it ever going to end or is it going to continue? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, hopefully it will end. But I mean, at the rate that we are seeing Congress and the current president spending money, I mean, we are definitely headed in the wrong direction. Now he's trying to come up with $450,000 to give to illegals.
Yes, I heard about that.
While we still have people that are homeless staying in the streets, that have been in the military, risk their life, come back here to stay in the streets. What happened to let's take care of America first? Let's help the American people. Let's help people that have worked all of their life, that these people that are paying their taxes. Let's help the taxpayers first.
I can understand that. Now, do you think the economy was better under Trump or currently under Biden?
Look at the gas prices. Under Trump, the gas was a dollar and something. In Miami, we are at $4.
You're at $4 in Miami?
We are almost at $4. The gas is $3.99.
We're $3.33 here in my area. Wow.
We're at $3.99. And parts of California is at $8.
I seen that. My goodness. I definitely know that I have, you know, I'm into cryptocurrencies a little bit. So I was making money myself when Trump was in there. And after the change of hands, I've lost quite a bit of money and it kind of sucks. But OK, so I can completely understand. Now, do you think Biden as a one-term president, because it seems like his approval rating keeps going down with all the mandates. And you know, you got California and New York. People are just fleeing those states, going to Texas and California. When is this ever going to change? Is it ever going to stop?
Well, it'll probably stop when Biden is out of office, because what he's doing now, you know, it's just horrible. He's running our government as though it's his personal wallet, and like he could just give the money to whoever he chooses to give it to. So far, these illegals, you know, look at our borders. Our borders are open. It's what's the vetting process? Do these people have a birth certificate or any type of ID? Do we know who they are? And on top of that, you know, look at the people that are still the Americans that are still stuck in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's that Afghanistan. That is crazy, because, you know, I read some articles where they've been beheading people. And these the Americans there, they're hiding. And, you know, I can't imagine what it's like to be in that country and to literally hide for your life and trying to find a way to get out. And literally there is no way unless, you know, some, private security force comes in and tries to get you out. But I don't know, man. I just feel sorry. And I pray that they do get out of there safe. And I don't care who they are. If they're, you know, white, black, Asian, whatever, you know, they don't deserve to die under a regime like that. It's just crazy.
And I agree. I mean, what kind of president goes on TV and say, oh, the Taliban promised us. Are we believing what the Taliban has to say now? So
I ain't going to comment on that one, but I can understand what you're saying. Now, in the state of Florida, it's constantly getting bigger. Like, I don't know about in your area, but in my area, we're getting a lot of housing developments going up. I mean, with all the cargo ships that are out in the ocean and we're waiting for them to come in, is there going to be enough supply, whether it's food or any type of clothing or bedding or anything like that, to sustain just in Florida alone? I mean, sometimes you go to some of these stores now and some of the shelves they're not completely bare, but there's not a lot there like there used to be back in the day.
Yeah, you know, people are, I mean, the truck drivers are striking. We have ships that are setting out in the water with supplies, and people are afraid. They are panicking. You know, they don't know exactly what's going to happen. So, yeah, you know, from what we're seeing on the TV and on social media with people posting, you see a lot of stores that are, the shares are empty. You know, the frozen section is bare. All the meats are gone. So, yes, people are afraid. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to take place. We don't know if there's going to be a food shortage or not. But, you know, hopefully, I mean, I'm praying to God, let his will be done. And it's just scary right now.
I can imagine it is. Now, I want to ask you a question about term limits. Should every public office have term limits? You know, like the president generally is 8. But, you know, you have some people that are Republican, Democrat. They've been in office pretty much since they were born, and they're not leaving. Should there be a term limit for the Senate, for Congress, for any public office?
Yeah, and also with Joe Biden, he was in office for 47 years as well. 45 or whatever before he was elected. But yes, I do believe there should be term limits. I don't believe that people should be sitting in Senate and in Congress that's been there for 40 and 50 years.
And I agree with that. You know, like I said, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat or independent, sometimes you need to push out the old and put in some new young blood, fresh blood that, you know, they may have something better in mind that could actually propel the country forward into an area that could benefit everybody, no matter who we are. So, yes, I do agree. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. You know, I think everybody's set in stone with what they want to do. And, you know, if you was to put term limits, well, obviously they got to vote on it. And right. I guarantee neither party are going to vote for that, because they're making the mucho dinero, if you know what I mean.
Well, people are pushing for a change. You know, I recently attended a conference in Naples, and that was one of the topics that was on the table for discussion. And people are really pushing for term limits because we're tired of seeing people in there with these self-serving agendas, you know, and a lot of their districts look like crap. And obviously they don't care about it. And it's just time for a change. And term limits will help to make that that change happen.
I mean, term limits may happen. I don't know if it's going to happen in my time. I mean, I'm 49. I'd like to see it, but will it really ever happen? I don't know. So, you know, a lot of times they talk about stuff like that, just like a time change. They've talked about keeping it the same, but it seems like everything just stalls because nobody wants to do anything about it, you know? So hopefully one day, maybe before I die, maybe we can have some term limits, but, you know, I don't know. We just have to wait and see. So,
right.
I tell you, this is just a crazy world we're living in. And like I told you earlier, I've just never seen the level of hate. You know, sometimes I almost hate talking to people anymore because you don't know what they're going to say to you. I mean, look, you can't even go out anymore with people wanting to pull a gun on you and shooting you. I mean, you're not safe in a store. You're not safe in church. Should we have guns? I agree. Americans should have the right to carry arms. But, you know, to try to take that right away from Americans, I don't think that's right. I mean, we got to protect ourselves, our family, our castle, so to speak. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, there's so much going on. I'm scared to go out sometimes. It's just because you never know what's going to happen. That's why you got to be ready for Christ.
Right. And right now, I feel like we're living in the book of Revelation. You know, a lot of things that the Bible is talking about, especially in Revelation, it's what we're seeing taking place now.
Now, here's one thing. Now, this is completely conspiracy theorist. Do you think that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, or do you think there is like a chip in the vaccine? I've heard several things.
Well, I have heard some of the things like that also. I don't know, but I know one thing, the future will tell it all. We will find out. I will say that much. We will find out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, sometimes when you hear these conspiracy theorists talk about stuff, you know, I did a little bit of research myself on the vaccine as far as, is it the mark of the beast? I've heard some pastors say it is. I've heard some pastors say that it's not because they're not asking you to serve like one God, so to speak, or like their God. So, but I'm thinking maybe this vaccine is setting you up to see how many people are going to not take it, as far as fight to not take it. And that way they see what they're up against. So when they decide to push other things, they know what they're up against. But that's my opinion only. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree with that. I do agree with that. And another problem is, like, especially with the senior community, a lot of times they like to watch the news. Yes. And they believe everything that's being said on the news. And we all know that, you know, it's not always true. Of course, most of the time it's not. But, you know, sometimes they just need to do more reading and do more seeking out of different publications, information, the computer, and just read and do your see what you can find out. More so than just sitting home and believing your local TV personality news person, you know, just seek out knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
My dad, he watches the 700 Club, and, you know, because he tells me they'll tell you a lot of stuff on there that you won't hear anywhere else. So my dad is well-versed in stuff that's going on all around the world, so, and in here in our own backyard. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turfs Up Radio.
Hey, Turfs Up Radio fans, do you know what time it is? That's right, it's time for Turfs Up Radio. Now you can catch us streaming live 24/7 with pro talk, pro tips, and pro interviews. Simply visit turfsupradio.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to The Jose Show on Turfs Up Radio. Tonight we're talking with Republican candidate Laverne Spicer, who is running for Florida's 24th Congressional District. So it's been fun talking to you tonight. Before I let you go, do you have any final thoughts or any words of wisdom? And then plug your social media, and then I'll take over from there.
Okay, yes. You can follow me on Twitter, which is at Laverne lowercase Spicer on Twitter. And that's like the main social media outlet that I'm really on, my platform. You can also, if you would like to donate to my campaign, you can go to my webpage, which is LaverneSpicer.com, and make a donation to my campaign. And I would just like to encourage everyone to just pray for this country. You know, if you believe in God, if you got a relationship with God, if you have any type of Christianity in you whatsoever, just pray. You know, we need to pray and ask for God wisdom and guidance for this country, you know, and we need healing because we're in a bad place right now. So we really need God's prayers and his hand on this country to keep us in fellowship.
That's well said. I appreciate that. And if you'd like to get a hold of The Jose Show, you can do a Facebook search and search for The Jose Show. And I have a group and a page. And on Twitter, I am at Jose Roldan Jr. That's at JoseRoldanJr. And on Instagram, I am The Jose Roldan, THEJOSERODAN. And tonight we're speaking with Laverne Spicer, who is the Republican candidate for Florida's 24th Congressional District. Thank you for being on the show, and I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And be sure to share this podcast with your friends, family, and your enemies, because they may no longer be your enemies anymore. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to The Jose Show. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And see you next time on The Jose Show.